This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is currently holding talks with President of Indonesia Prabowo Subianto in New Delhi. Both leaders will undertake a comprehensive review of bilateral ties and discuss regional and global issues of mutual interest. Several agreements will be signed between the two countries after the talks. President Subianto arrived in New Delhi on Thursday on a four-day state visit to India. Earlier, President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi accorded a ceremonial welcome to the visiting president at Rashtrapati Bhavan. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Subianto highlighted that Indonesia considers India a great friend, and India was one of the first countries to recognize Indonesia's independence. He also expressed happiness on being invited as the chief guest of the Republic Day parade. President Draupadi Murmu will address the nation today on the eve of Republic Day. The address will be broadcast from 7 p.m. on the entire national network of Akashvani and telecast over all channels of Doordarshan in Hindi, followed by the English version. The address in Hindi and English will be telecast on Doordarshan, followed by regional language versions on regional channels of Doordarshan. Akashvani will broadcast regional language versions from 9:30 p.m. onwards on its regional networks. 942 personnel of police, fire, home guard and civil defence and correctional services have been awarded gallantry and service medals on the occasion of the Republic Day 2025. Out of these awardees, 95 personnel have been awarded the medal for gallantry. The medal is awarded on the ground of rare, conspicuous and conspicuous act of gallantry in saving life, property, preventing crime or arresting criminals. Further, 101 distinguished personnel received the President's Medal for Distinguished Service and 746 personnel received the Medal for Meritorious Service. The 15th National Voters' Day is being celebrated across the country today. President Draupadi Murmu is currently attending the main function in New Delhi. The President will present the Best Electoral Practices Awards to state and district officials for their exemplary efforts in ensuring smooth elections. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today wished the people on National Voters' Day. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said the day is about celebrating India's vibrant democracy and empowering every citizen to exercise their right to vote. He added that it highlights the importance of participation in shaping the nation's future. Prime Minister Modi also lauded the Election Commission for their exemplary efforts in this regard. Mr. Modi also shared a clip of his Mann Ki Baat program where he said the constitution makers of the country have given great importance to participation of people in the constitution. In Jammu and Kashmir, army troops exchanged fire with terrorists in the higher reaches of Kathua district in the early hours today. A massive search operation is underway to trace out the terrorists who fled after the initial firefight. However, there was no casualty on either side. The terrorists, believed to be three in number, fled into a nearby forest. The U.S. Supreme Court has cleared the extradition of Mumbai terror attack convict Tahavur Rana to India as it dismissed a review petition against his conviction in the case. India was seeking the extradition of Pakistani-origin Canadian businessman Rana, who is accused of playing a major role in the 2008 Mumbai terror attacks, which claimed the lives of 160 people. He is allegedly associated with the Pakistani-American terrorist David Coleman Headley, who was one of the main conspirators of the attack. This comes weeks after Rana approached the U.S. Supreme Court against his extradition to India after losing the legal battle in lower courts. The United States has begun deportation flights for illegal immigrants using military aircraft. It comes a few days after Donald Trump took over as the 47th president of the country. Mass deportation of illegal immigrants has been one of the major poll promises of Mr. Trump during campaigning for presidential elections. In men's cricket, India will take on England in second T20 International at the M.A. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai today. The match will begin at 7 in the evening. The Surya Kumar Yadav-led Indian side are leading the five-match series 1-0. And with that, we end this news bulletin.